I didn't realize it was on mute. I know. Sorry. Y'all pray for me. It's my back. I don't know what happened when I got out of the shower this morning. But I'm in a lot of pain. But I want to get this done today because I already finished it yesterday. And I want to get finished with Revelation chapter 8. I mean, this Bible study is so good. I love doing it. But anyway, so let's go back here since I didn't have any sound. Okay, so we're on the seventh seal, and it says, "And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne." And we talked about how God judges by, you know, what he smells and sees. And so when the prayers of the saints, because remember in the previous chapter, it talked about how the saints were crying to God, you know, "When are you going to avenge us?" And this is at the time of martyrdom, when a lot of his people have been killed and everything. And so this, along with all the years of martyrdom and all the things and the offenses that his people have been through in the earth, you know, this is what is coming before God right now. And this is at the end of the seals. Remember, Jesus was the only one that was eligible to open the seals. Remember that. And so this is the end of the seals. And now there's a shift happening, because this is at the time of the martyrs going home and the 144,000 being sealed and this. So let's continue. And then I explained in this graphic, you know, it's the cries of his people to him. And he smells it. "And the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with the fire of the altar and cast it to the earth." So now we're in God's wrath. Now we're in God's wrath. And this is a very scary time to be. "And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake." Now we're in the wrath of God. "And the seven angels, which had the seven trumpets, prepared themselves to sound," which means they were all given their assignments and they were all ready to be activated to go to the earth to release the judgment upon mankind. Now, at this time is when you had the 30 minutes of silence in heaven. And remember, we talked about that. The 30 minutes is like a time of awe, of fear, of what God was about to bring to the earth. So these trumpets is a whole different level of judgment than it is with the seals. Okay, so let's continue. Now, this is where we're at right now. So this kicks off today's segment, is today's episode. We're studying the trumpets, okay? So here's the first trumpet. "The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth. and a third part of the trees was burned up, and all green grass was burned up. I believe that the reason that it was only a third, it's a sign of judgment. Like, okay, I'm gonna leave you guys two thirds, okay, but you're gonna be judged. You're gonna see a third of it removed. And I want to keep a tab on somewhere. Hold on. Y'all, please forgive me today. I'm trying so hard. I want to get this done so we can start off next week with chapter 9. Okay, one third hellfire and cast upon the earth, and a third, okay, is, let's put it in bullets over here. Okay, part of the trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burned up. Isn't that sad? Because you'll see throughout these trumpets, you'll see throughout the trumpets that there'll be a third of a lot of things that is being judged. Let's go to the next one. In the second trumpet, the second angel sounded, as it were, a great mountain burning with fire and was cast into the sea. And a third part of the sea became blood. Okay, so here we go. The sea, excuse me, became blood. All right. And a third part of the creatures which were in the sea all died. Okay, so creatures in the sea. And a third part of the ships were destroyed. Ships destroyed. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon a third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of water. So rivers and fountains of waters. Y'all like my graphics? I worked on these last night. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. So a third part of the waters became wormwood. Okay, so rivers and fountains of water became wormwood. And bitter. Okay, so because of that, men died of the waters. Isn't that sad? Oh. A third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. And the fourth angel sounded, and a third part of the sun was smitten, and a third part of the moon, and a third part of the stars. Okay, so let's type this in. We have the sun, the moon, and the stars, right? The sun, moon, and stars. A third part of them was darkened. Okay. A third was darkened. And the day shone not for a third part of it. Okay, so day and night was judged. Wow. day and night was judged. And how was that? It did not shine. Wow. And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and a third part of the moon, and a third part of the stars. So as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. I'm going to tell you, this is horrible, because whenever we lost power for a week, whenever the ice storm happened, you know, last month, just being in darkness, you know, not having light, is really a sad thing. I mean, you take like the state of Washington. You know, Washington, I consider kind of like a, not Washington, D.C., but the state of Washington. I consider it like a dark state, because it's one of the highest states of depression. And the reason that is because of the darkness. It's just raining all the time. It's just dark. And so it brings like a lot of oppression and stuff. So here's a warning. This is how this ends. And this is very sad for this chapter. It says, "And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, 'Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the other voices of the trumpets of the three angels which are yet to sound.'" In other words, the third of this, the third of that, the third of this, and the third of that is nothing compared to the last trumpets that are going to sound. Okay, so what we're going to do then is ow, my back. Oh, we're going to recap here what we learned about the thirds. I really wish I was feeling better, because this was so exciting to do yesterday. Because I'm going to get off here and rest after I get done. Or try to get some relief, in other words. Put a heating pad on it or something. Let's see here. Okay, here we go. Okay, so here's all the thirds that we have learned just so far. Trees. All right, let's highlight with separate color the items that are being punished. The trees are burned up. The green grass was burned up. The sea became blood. Creatures in the sea. Let's see what color we can make that, like a maroon. Ships destroyed. Rivers and fountains. Water. Men. Oh. Okay, men. Let's see. Here we go. Sun, moon, and stars. Here, let's make that a better. Okay, we'll make it orange. Day and night. Okay. Ow. Here, let's put this over here. There we go. Let's kind of look at this at the bigger picture. Let's look at what God. Let's do some visuals here. Okay, let's do a tree. Because remember, I told you guys I'm a visual person. The trees are burned up. Grass. Okay. The grass. The sea. Creatures in the sea. Now, I just want to remind everybody of something that happened before. Something that happened before was the people had been marked. You have God's people. The bride has went home, remember? And then you have the 144,000 have been marked. And then you have the satanic people have been marked. So all of these people have been marked at this time when all of this is happening, okay? So let's do rivers. Let's do a river. The reason I'm saying this is because of what I'm noticing here. Here we'll put, there we go. We'll kind of make that both. And then we can use the because I am seeing a pattern here, so I'm going to show you. Sun, moon, and stars. Okay. Now, remember that only a third has been destroyed. And this is a sign of judgment to the rest of them that are there to let them know you destroyed my image. You know, when you're putting the mark of Satan in them, let's do day and night. God is destroying his image, his creation. All right, so there we go. Now we have a good picture. So what do we see here? Oh, okay, so we have the earth. The outer earth, the sun, the moon, and the stars. And then we're having the earth itself destroyed, like the trees, the grass, the sea. The creatures in the sea, the women, I mean, the rivers and the fountains of water. But then we're also seeing the creation, like ships, men, type of deal. I mean, this is really a sad picture of what is being destroyed in the earth, you know, a third of it. And then let me read something. Okay, the seven trumpets in Revelation are divine warnings and partial judgments signaled by seven angels during the end times tribulation. Acting as a battle arm, they respond to the prayers of the saints, targeting the earth, sea, and humanity to bring repentance before final judgment. Purpose. Warning, but not a final destruction. Unlike the final bowl judgments, the trumpet judgments are partial, often affecting only a third of the earth, sea, people. It's designed as a last chance warning for humanity to repent. But let me ask you this. Okay, what we're seeing in today's times, the way people are not repenting when it's right in front of their face, and the great delusion that we see happening, I see it's going to be hard for people to even repent then. I mean, what good is it going to be, you know? Is this really going to affect them? Because they're just going to be believing whatever lie and narrative they spew out. Y'all hear what I'm saying? But I pray it does. Response to prayer. The trumpets are introduced after the prayers of martyrs, indicating God is answering their plea for vindication. Symbolism of the trumpet. In the Old Testament, trumpets signaled warning of danger, or heralded royal events. Here, they act as an alarm of impending spiritual and physical conflict. Plagues of Egypt parallel. The trumpet judgments, fire, blood, darkness parallel, and plagues of Egypt symbolizes God's judgment against an evil empire and his deliverance of his people. The first trumpet is hail and fire mixed with blood are thrown into the earth, burning one third of the trees and all green grass. The second is a burning mountain thrown into the sea, turning one third to blood and destroying one third of ships and marine life. The third one is a burning star named Wormwood falls on one third of rivers and springs, making them bitter and causing many deaths. The fourth one is one third of the sun, moon, and stars are struck, causing partial darkness. The fifth one. Okay, we haven't done the fifth, so we're going to hold off on that. So there you go. That's all that we have today. And I'm going to go ahead and end this if you guys don't mind, so I can go and lay and rest if I can. Ow. But just pray for me. I'd appreciate it. I don't know. It's kind of like a stabbing pain in my left side. But it could be demonic too. You know, it could be, y'all pray for me. This could be an attack too. But anyway, well, I love you guys and I will talk to you later. God bless.